We've been talking about the attack on the American embassy in Libya that killed four U.S. diplomats, including the ambassador, Christopher Stevens. The attackers were religious extremists upset by an American film that mocks the Muslim prophet Muhammad and that characterizes Muslims as hoodlums.
Whomever refuses to follow Islam have only two choices, pay extortion or die.
Protests have broken out in other parts of the Muslim world. The film was made by an Israeli-American who has called Islam a cancer, but the movie had attracted little attention until an Egyptian-American Christian blogger known for his attacks on Islam called attention to it. That blogger is an ally of the Florida pastor Terry Jones, the man who burned a copy of the Quran in March 2011. That burning triggered protests that killed seven foreigners in Afghanistan. Yesterday, Jones had scheduled what he called an international trial for the Prophet Muhammad. Nathan Lean is with us to talk more about this. He's editor-in-chief of Aslan Media and author of the soon-to-be-released book, The Islamophobia Industry, How the Right Manufactures Fear of Muslims. Nathan, Terry Jones is one of the people named last year in a report by the Southern Poverty Law Center that lists the various groups and individuals behind what the center calls a surge in anti-Muslim sentiment in the U.S. How significant is Terry Jones?
Well, Terry Jones himself is quite insignificant. I would bet that if you would ask the majority of Americans who Terry Jones is, they likely wouldn't be able to tell you. On the other hand, if you asked them, had they heard about the Quran burning incident in Florida or the trial of Islam held by the Dove World Outreach Center, they would likely tell you that, yes, they had heard. So in that sense, he is significant in that he is able to use these stunts to sort of serve a larger purpose of frightening a population that is already pretty anxious, unfortunately, about the fact that Muslims exist in our society and in our world.
And you've written that Terry Jones is part of a larger network. Tell us about that larger network.
Two of the key figures that are at the top of this movement, Robert Spencer and Pamela Geller, were behind the Park 51 Islamic Community Center protests that took place in 2010.
This is the Islamic Community Center that was trying to go up in Lower Manhattan, and I believe that Geller had called it the Ground Zero Mosque, though it actually wasn't going to be at Ground Zero.
It was the Ground Zero Mosque that was not a mosque and was not at Ground Zero. But she was able to develop this meme that generated over the Internet, and almost overnight, you even had mainstream news organizations referring to this as the Ground Zero Mosque. The sad reality is that yesterday, as Americans were commemorating the anniversary of September the 11th, Geller and her partner Spencer were holding a conference in New York City on the supposed Islamization of nations. And featured at that event, sadly enough, was Lars Vilk, the individual who enraged Muslim groups with his depictions of the Prophet Muhammad as a dog. Propping this individual up as someone that the public should listen to and take seriously in the name of free speech.
Robert Spencer also runs a website called Jihad Watch, and he's written a book called The Truth About Muhammad, Founder of the World's Most Intolerant Religion. Anything else you can tell us about him?
Sure. Robert Spencer was mentioned by the Norway killer Anders Behring Breivik 162 times in the manifesto that he sent out shortly before he engaged on his bombing and shooting spree in Oslo last summer, an episode of violence that killed 77 people.
So are you suggesting there that Robert Spencer was somehow an influence for the Norway killer?
There is no doubt about it. Anders Behring Breivik, the Norway killer, said, quote, "About Islam, I would recommend essentially everything written by Robert Spencer," unquote. And he even recommended Spencer for a Nobel Peace Prize.
That reminds me that Reuters is reporting this week that another man who's thought of as sort of inciting anti-Islamic feelings in the U.S., David Horowitz, he puts out an online magazine called Front Page, and he organized something in 2007 called Islamofascism Awareness Week. David Horowitz is reported as having supported the Dutch anti-immigration politician Geert Wilders. So now we have two examples of American activists having connections with right-wing European politicians or activists. Are there tentacles here?
Yes, there are absolutely tentacles. David Horowitz and his Freedom Center, as it is so called, are the primary funders of Robert Spencer. There is an active group of individuals in this country that are promoting anti-Muslim hysteria that not only has effects on our society right here in the United States, but worldwide.
How do we distinguish between people you might call Islamophobics and people who simply disagree with basic tenets of Islam and think that there are better religions?
Well, certainly, it's an excellent question. There's a very clear distinction between, Islamophobic bigots and people who just disagree with the tenets of Islam. The real difference is that the latter group should be able to participate in sort of a rational and reasonable national discussion about the place of religion and Islam and Muslims in our society without fomenting anger, without promoting, this worldview that we're engaged in a clash of civilizations. I would call for pluralism and respect and peace and tolerance, even if there are disagreements that we have about certain tenets of one's religious faith. And so I think that's the real important distinction.
Nathan, the Tampa Bay Times reached Pastor Jones today and said he was unapologetic about any role he may have played in triggering this violence. And he says that the violence simply shows that Muslims are intolerant. How would you respond to that?
Well, it's exactly the response that we should expect from someone like Terry Jones. This is a circular reasoning. He begins with a conclusion that Muslims are violent people. He says nasty things about them, is behind a video that depicts the Prophet Muhammad engaging in these various pornographic or sexual acts. It reaches thousands and thousands of people. And then when a handful of Muslim extremists react to the video in the violent way that they did, he uses those episodes as evidence for the conclusion that he began with, which is Muslims are violent people. It's illogical, it's irrational, and it's hate speech that needs to stop.
Nathan Lean is editor-in-chief of Aslan Media and author of the soon-to-be-released book, The Islamophobia Industry, How the Right Manufactures Fear of Muslims. Nathan, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Tomorrow on Here and Now, teachers in Chicago are striking in part over how their performance will be measured. So how do you evaluate teachers fairly? Also, Molly Ringwald turns from acting to fiction writing in a new novel of connected short stories. That's tomorrow. Still ahead today, writer-director Nicholas Jarecki on the moral quandaries in his new movie Arbitrage and what it's like to work with star Richard Gere. News is next, Here and Now.